Why did they change the name from St. John's to St. John?
This was really our sisters, our leadership in our community who felt, why are we calling it St. John's? It seems like it belongs to St. John's the Apostle. It doesn't really belong to him. It has a name, St. John. But when you say St. John's, means it belongs to him, and it doesn't, so we call it St. John.
So you plan to step aside as of January 1st, 2011. Is that going to be difficult for you to do that?
No.
And then what will you be doing? You will remain as president of the Marian Health System?
I will remain as president of the Marian Health System. I devote some time to it now. Maybe have a little more time to devote to that. Because I don't just work 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week now. I work many, many jobs. I just needed to give up some of the work so that I could have a little bit more time for my spiritual life. I have always felt and still feel strongly that my prayer life and spiritual life always has to come first, and everything else has to be second. After all, that was my main thing. I wanted to be religious first, and then I got all these other jobs. So I have to always keep in mind that no matter how busy you are and how much pressure there is on everything, you spend the first so many hours of the day with God, and that gives you the strength to go the rest of your day. So hopefully I have more time to do that.
But you were going to perhaps visit more with staff and patients and that type of thing?
We had established a pastoral care department, which none of the hospitals had when I first came, because the sisters were administrators of their floors. So while the sister was doing the work as administering nursing portion, or at least supervising it, they also did the spiritual care work. But we separated that out. They didn't have enough sisters anymore. We took them out and made them only do the pastoral ministry and spend the time with the patients and have others do the administrative portion. So what I want to spend time on is the employees with the staff, because all of a sudden we have 7,000 employees and 7,000 employees, and they come and go. The turnover is tremendous. You have to do an awful lot of imparting values, our mission. Mission integration, we call it, to work with the employees and all that. Hey, don't just do your work. We expect more, you know. We always say we want every employee be the best professional, but always provide, we call it compassionate care, care that is mostly compassionate besides doing an excellent job, that one or the other is not doing it either. We have to have both. But it takes an awful lot to import it into employees. And the employees, whenever I meet them in the hall, I always greet them and ask them where they work, how long they have been here. And when they tell you that they don't know me and have been here 2 or 3 years, well, that really shouldn't happen, you know. There was a time when I could spend more time with employees, when I first started. But that just isn't the time anymore, once I started the Marian Health System too, you know. So I will have maybe more time to do that.